speaking about occult influences in our government and in our country today, the Nine is probably the juiciest example, the most documented example, of a group of people who represented some of the wealthiest families and the oldest families in our country getting around a seance table and contacting otherworldly forces. The Nine goes back to a man called Andrea Puharic, who was a famous psychic researcher who he died a few years ago, but he was very prominent.
In this country?
In this country, yes.
Okay.
He was of Yugoslavian origin, but he was born in the United States and raised here. And Puharic used to work for Fort Detrick out there in the Chemical Biological Warfare Group right after the Korean War, during the Korean War. But he was very involved in paranormal things and in psychic research and all of that. He got together on New Year's Eve, 1952, that's December 31st, 1952, he got together some of the strangest group of people you could imagine. Arthur Young, his wife Ruth Forbes, Alice Astor, and Marcella DuPont. I mean, DuPont, Forbes, and Astor right away. And Arthur Young, who was the inventor of the Bell helicopter. And a number of other people, nine people altogether.
Prominent, wealthy people.
Prominent, wealthy, well-connected, blue blood, old money. And they got around a seance table in the woods in Maine in 1952 on New Year's Eve. They had no place else to go, I guess. And they're having a seance in which they're being contacted by a group that calls itself the Nine. And they refer to themselves as Nine Principles and Nine Forces. And they're telling this group of people, these individuals around the seance table, that these nine people are being selected as the new Brahmins of the New Age. Now, this wouldn't become particularly interesting, except that Andrea Puharic goes on to be the guy who basically discovers Uri Geller and
Him
to the United States.
That I did not know.
He also brought Peter Hercos, the famous clairvoyant, to the United States.
You know, I know Uri Geller. He's been on the program a couple times. I met him in St. Louis several years ago. This is fascinating. Go ahead.
Well, if you talk to Uri the next time, just mention the phrase the Nine and see what he does, because he's very paranoid about that these days and about his relationship to Puharic.
Okay.
Uri Geller believes that Andrea Puharic was his CIA control. Puharic did work for the intelligence apparatus back in the 1950s and 60s, and maybe until his death, we don't really know for sure. Arthur Young, of course, as the inventor of the Bell helicopter, he quit Bell helicopter right after World War II and devoted his life to the study of the paranormal. So there's a lot of very high-powered people were at this strange seance in the main woods.
Now, what got them together, do you know, for this initial seance in the first place? I mean, were they there to try to contact this group?
Well, it wasn't a cocktail party, you know, in a brownstone. I mean, they really did go for this particular purpose. I mean, it was really far to go, and in 1952, very difficult to get there.
Somebody had to put this all together, though.
Puharic put it together.
He's the one. He was the ringleader.
Puharic was the ringleader, definitely.
Okay.
And he had a man called Dr. Vinod, and Dr. Vinod was the medium that was being used to contact these forces.
Okay.
So this, it did something to Puharic and to everybody else around that seance table. It kind of ignited something in them, and they all went out and started becoming extremely involved in the paranormal. But what is interesting to me, and maybe you want to save some of this information for another show, is the fact that Arthur Young and his wife Ruth Forbes Young were intimately involved with one of the main characters in the Kennedy assassination.
And who was that character?
That was Ruth Payne. Ruth Payne was the person with whom Marina Oswald and Lee Harvey Oswald stayed in Dallas.
Okay,
she was the person that Marina Oswald was staying with her at the time of the assassination. Ruth Payne was very helpful in helping the FBI find evidence against Oswald and everything else. Ruth Payne is the daughter-in-law of Arthur Young.
Okay.
Arthur Young's son-in-law, stepson, excuse me, is Michael Payne. Michael Payne was working for Bell Helicopter at the time in Dallas. And his wife, Ruth Payne, was visiting Arthur Young about a month before the assassination.
Do we think it was a money thing for this seance? Do you think these prominent people all had to cough up some cash for Puharich?
Well, they were all helping to finance him, for sure. Yeah. There was a lot of money coming in from all of these sources to Puharich.
So what are the chances that the ringleader of the seance, the medium that they used, you know, was a fraud, and, you know, he made some cash on the deal, too. I mean, was this a possibility that they merely tricked these bored, wealthy people?
Well, I would say it's a possibility, except for one particular instance that Puharich writes about at length, because it made a very big impression on him. Vinod, as the medium, was able to solve a very complex mathematical equation that had defeated Puharich and his research assistants for some time. So during the seance, the complex equation was solved right before them.
What year was this?
1952.
Well, Einstein was still alive, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So they couldn't have tapped into him.
No. No. No, the people who claimed to be the nine principles and forces made allusions to the fact that they might have been Egyptian deities. There were further allusions that they were occupying a UFO, a spacecraft over the planet Earth, and were communicating to the nine from some place hovering above the Earth. This idea of the nine kept getting repeated and repeated. Puharich, to the end of his days, was a devoted proponent of this group called the Nine. And if you read a book by Picknett and Prince called The Stargate Conspiracy, they talk about the Nine as well. They talk about the seance. They talk about all of this and the effect it had on Egyptology for years after that.
Okay,
Some of the members became involved in archaeological research and in Egyptology.
But the Nine now, they were the supernatural group. They weren't the people who were sitting there at the seance.
They were both, because there were nine people at the seance, and there were nine entities that were being contacted.
Okay.
It was kind of a one-to-one deal.
All right.
I use the term the nine interchangeably to mean either the group at the seance or actually the people being contacted or the entities being contacted.
I wonder what other things were told to the group from the nine that they may have acted on or used or tried to you know, get into politics and run part of this planet that way.
Well, that's the $64,000 question, because The documents of the seance had never been published. Only parts of it have been published by Puharich, but there was a lot that was not.